And a happy Thursday, everybody in Canada, the U.S. Hey there, Pat. Cassandra, Christian, and Scott producing the show. Some of what we've got for you over the next couple of hours. Will there be a demand for big open spaces post-COVID-19? Our futurist Nick Batminton will weigh in. How might we travel when the pandemic is over? Travel expert Liz Beattie will tell us. Musical married duo Zoe Sky Jordan and Liam Russell will join us as well. But first, there's a video series. It's dedicated to children aged 3 to 7 facing fears and having questions about COVID-19. Psychologist, author, parenting relationship expert, and host of Help Me Sarah on Saga 960 in Mississauga, Ontario, Sarah Dimmerman joins us on Canada Now. And Sarah, you were involved in the series by helping the writers with a parenting perspective.
So, yeah, so myself and another well-known parenting author by the name of Anne Douglas, she and I are on board in terms of being parenting advisors to the producers, the writers. So we've been doing that. I was also taped some segments with Susan McLennan, who's one of the writers, so that hopefully at some point she can offer those to parents as, along with these videos.
Well, and you mentioned who's behind it. The series comes from Emmy Award-winning Mike Erskine-Kelly and Susan McLennan, who have spent two decades working in children's television, and I love this. And Spike and Tootie is the series. I love how they believe if you want to change the world, you go bottom up through the kids and not top down through the parents.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's the kids who, as Susan has told me, and I believe myself too, it's the kids who will remind the parents not to throw that in the garbage, but to put it in recycling, right? it's the kids that are saying, like, hey, Mom, did you wash your hands when you came in? You know, it's the kid, when the parents have had enough, it's the kids that remind us the right thing to do. And absolutely. And also we know, and I know you've got, you know, young kids yourself, you know how kids love to watch the same program over and over and over again, especially when there are characters that they grow to know and love. And so Spike and Tootie can be two of those characters too. And the characters, whether it be Spike and Tootie or Barney or any of the characters from Sesame Street, they become really influential, powerful role models for the kids. And they give them a voice, and they answer their questions in child-friendly ways. And so not only is it wonderful for kids to be able to keep watching this, so that they learn along the way about things that they have questions about that they may not even be necessarily asking, especially related to COVID-19 in this case. But also, I remember when my kids were young, I would love watching children's TV with them. And often it would be such an amazing springboard into the other discussions that they hadn't even talked to me about. So I think that the Spike and Tootie animated series, and there are five of them right now. There's just the one up on physical distancing, but there's another four coming up, and they all deal with different questions and concerns that kids have about COVID-19 at a very age-appropriate, child-friendly manner.
Well, and it's also great because it's really going to stand out for kids in seeing the animation with these characters that they've come to know, because it's not just when you're watching the series that you can have a conversation about it or just afterwards, but you know, at bedtime later on, you can say, hey, you know, what a great day. Boy, that, you know, that Spike and Tootie video was pretty cool, huh, when they were talking about this. Like, you can, it really helps to go back and talk to your kids and recall something that happened in a day that would really stand out for them, that it is presented in a fun way.
Well, exactly. And I think, you know, Spike and Tootie are pretty lovable, I think. And I love the names even. You know, I think it's very really nice, Spike and Tootie, you know. And so not only talking about the actual video, but later on you could even say, what was it that Spike said, or what was it that Tootie said? And then you can be reminded by your child what Spike or Tootie said. And as you said, the repetition and seeing the characters come back on. So, oh, let's watch another one. Let's see what Spike and Tootie say now. So, yeah, they learn to relate to those characters. And Susan McLennan and Mike Erskine-Kelly have done such a wonderful job with creating these characters and bringing the voice behind them, actually, too.
Yeah. So have you found that parents are having a tough time explaining what is happening these days, because I think we've kind of just passed the time where the honeymoon period of staying home has worn off and kids are starting to ask questions. I know my kids started to within a couple of weeks ago.
What kinds of questions were you hearing?
Well, they were asking, like, my older one is normally in school, and he just asked, he says, Daddy, like, when am I going to go to school again? When's this happening? And with my younger one, he was asking about going back to daycare and when he's going to see his friends again. And, you know, can we go over to, you know, grandma and grandpa's house? Like, they're talking about that. And I'm having to tell them, well, no, we can't do that right now. And I'll try to explain what's going on. Like, I'll try to explain that people are getting sick and they're going to get better. We just have to keep our distance right now. Like, I'll try to explain all that. And admittedly, there have been blank faces coming right back to me. Now, that is kind of the norm, you know, because it is me trying to explain something. But I do get the blank faces coming back to me.
Well, you know, some of the questions we don't even have answers to, because we are waiting. We're waiting to hear when we can go and visit people, too. But I think, again, with something like this with Spike and Tootie, they can answer the question for you, because it's, you know, the first video that's come out, as I said, is all about physical distancing. So it could be physical distancing with friends or with neighbors or with grandparents. And so we don't always know the answers, but when we don't have an answer to a question, I think it's so important to say to our children something like, you know what, that's a great question. I don't have the answer to it right now, but I'll get back to you later on that. Mm. Because I think that every question deserves an answer in a child-friendly manner. But yeah, I love the way that you said that the honeymoon period is over. I think that's really it. Everybody's getting very antsy and cabin fever and just wanting to break free, and people are starting to make little moves to push the envelope a little bit. But the other thing that I suggest is when kids ask questions like, when can we do this, or can we go to the playground? You know, instead of saying, no, we can't go to the playground, saying something like, yes, we can go to the playground. Let's take your bike so that you can ride on the bike, because we can't go on the equipment right now. So coming up with yes answers and then finding options in terms of doing something different. And who would have ever thought that our kids would be asking to go back to school, right? Or that we would be asking to go back to work. I mean, it gives everybody a new appreciation for things. And, you know, and even when we do go back to our new normal, what Susan and Mike are hoping to do is to come up with even more videos that will be for kids, like, post-pandemic, because there will be fear of being close to people for a while yet. Proximity anxiety is what we call it. And there will be other things that come out of it, even in terms of, you know, maybe they'll do a video on online learning or something like that. But there's so many topics to explore, and I think that's why this is such an amazing series, and I give them so much credit, and they put it together. They partnered with the Government of Canada and some other amazing people and partners, Holland Bloorview, doctors at different hospitals, you know, to put this together in such a short period of time, because they know that parents need it more now than ever. And one of the videos actually deals with boredom, which is, I think, what a lot of kids are feeling and adults are feeling. So Spike and Tootie can give them ideas about what to do with their boredom, what to do when they're afraid. So all of these issues, I think, are really going to give parents, you know, all parents, including yourself, an opportunity.
Well, it really does help as well, because even if we've already covered the topic, it reinforces it. And maybe, you know, parents, we're not batting 1,000, you know, we're doing our best. And maybe upon explaining what is going on, we're instilling a bit of fear into the kids, and we're not doing it because we want to, obviously, but accidentally we might be doing that. And maybe with Spike and Tootie as well, it's someone else talking about it. It's going to be presented in a way where it's not going to scare kids, and maybe it's going to undo a little bit of what parents have been doing.
Well, you know what? Parents are doing the best that they can. Yeah. Parents are, as we both know, very hard on themselves all the time. And yes, if we say anything that promotes a little bit more fear than we would like, it's totally by accident. I think such as anything like this, any kind of videos for kids or even books, That's why when my kids were younger, I used to love reading books to kids, even if it was like about inappropriate touching, for example. Reading a book about that can allow the characters to give the message that you'd like to. And, you know, for example, anybody that puts out anything for kids, as Susan and Mike have done, are very diligent about making sure that the messages that they're giving are appropriate or age appropriate, are not fear-mongering, but are factual, but not, you know, but presented in a child-friendly manner. And so having this in your toolbox, whether it be videos or books, are a wonderful way of parents learning the language for themselves and having the opportunity to watch with their kids and letting the experts guide you in this way too.
Check out spikeandtootie.com. While you're at it, helpmesarah.com. Psychologist, author, parenting and relationship expert, radio host Sarah Dimmerman. Sarah, appreciate this as always. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care of yourself.
All right, you too. We're going to have an award-winning bartender tell us about the cocktail classes he's offering online ahead on Canada Now. I'm Jeff Sambit. It's SiriusXM, Canada Talks, Channel 167.